Mary Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
The X-4 calling control tower. The X-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to the X-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 12 months and all clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan. Coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, gang, here's another in our series on the Civil Air Patrol. The CAP intends to maintain a membership of 100,000 young men and women in their cadet corps. Each wing is in charge of its own group. Right now, many wings are increasing their membership. In case you join or intend to join, you can tell your folks not to worry. You see, all cadet activities are under close supervision of parents and teachers. In fact, the CAP requires parents of each cadet to come to at least one meeting a month to see their boys and girls in action. Parents must consent before anyone can join the cadets, and again before any fellow or girl is allowed to accept airplane rides. The CAP cadets are not a military organization. Their goal is to prepare young people for civilian aviation in peacetime, as well as for possible duty in the armed services. The Civil Air Patrol accepts girls as cadets on the same conditions as fellows. This equality is important, gang, because it affects the future of aviation in a direct way. Before the war, only 3 out of every 100 licensed pilots were women. And there's no reason why women shouldn't take jobs in aviation, and this cadet training gives them a head start. Well, today, women and girls make up about 20% of the membership of the CAP. There are many activities through which the Corps keeps each cadet busy. The glider program and model airplane building, which I'll tell you about later in the program, are only a few. Well, that's all for the moment, gang, but I'll be back in just a few minutes with more on the Civil Air Patrol cadets. So don't forget to listen. And now to our story. The long battle between Hop and Tank and the Lightning Organization, headed by their old enemy, Tobias Finley, is rapidly nearing a climax. On the losing end up to now, the boys were ready to strike back, and with the assistance of other airport owners and pilots who have refused to sign up with the organization, have located Finley's secret headquarters at a small airport in the Five Peaks mountain range. As we continue now, Hop and Tank are flying southward through the night sky in their beechcraft, heading for Five Peaks. They are being followed by Ed Blake in a Fairchild cabin monoplane. He talks to them by shortwave radio.
We're getting close to my plane now. You want to land and refuel?
We don't have to, Ed. We can make Aston, all right. How about you?
Oh, I have enough to reach Aston. Three of my boys are waiting for us on the field. They want to come along.
Good. We can use everyone. Can you radio ahead and have them start taking off? We'll meet them near the field.
Right. Heading off.
Talk to you later. Over and out. Well, things are looking up, Tank. 3 more planes, that makes 5. And Shorty Candler and Frank Bolden will probably come along.
Oh, we got 7. Still ain't nothing to brag about. It's better than the 2 of us fighting by ourselves.
How about that P-38 Finley's got?
It's armed to the teeth. It'll chop us up teeth.
Maybe.
It has to spot us first.
Don't worry, it will. When George Dudley comes nosing around, he'll tip Finley off in a hurry.
Oh, no sign of Dudley yet.
He always shows up, just like a bad panic.
Stop it, Pete. Say, can't you go hang crepe somewhere else?
Well, you gotta look at all the angles, don't you? And if a miracle happens, if we do get Finley where we want him, so what? He ain't gonna bust up the organization just because we say so.
Of course not.
Then why are we going to Five Peaks? All we're doing is sticking our necks out for nothing.
Not quite nothing, Tank. If we leave Five Peaks alive, we'll have enough on that organization to break it up forever.
Strangely confident, Pop turns back to the controls and falls silent, leaving Tank puzzled and confused. In a few moments, they roar over Clark Field, where they see the 3 small Piper trainers take off, one after the other. Ed Blake calls in over the radio again.
Okay, Harrigan, my boys are with us.
Right. Have them form up off the port, and you lead them.
Check. Right, the throttle down. They won't be able to keep up with us.
Okay. And in case we're separated, tell them to head for Shorty Candler's Field at Ashton. That's our next rendezvous.
Shorty Candler's Field at Ashton. It's a date, Harrigan.
Hop smiles as the 3 Piper Cubs form a tight V behind Blake's Fairchild and throttles back, holding a southerly course to Ashton. There, after refueling, the squadron, now augmented by Candler's Navion and 4 PT-19s, is airborne again, continuing southward toward Five Peaks.
Well, we're not doing badly at all, Tank. 10 planes now, not counting the ships Frank Boland may have waiting at Waynesburg.
10 planes, yeah. 3 of them little box kites. What good are the Pipers? They're just holding us back.
We need them, Tank. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they show off the larger planes when we go into action.
I hate to think what'll happen to them once the P-38 starts shooting up this formation.
They'll go down and splinter.
We'll take care of the P-38 when we see them.
How?
We ain't even got a bean shooter.
Now, listen, Tank, if you don't cut the funeral dirge, I'm going to leave you at Waynesburg.
Oh, no. Can't do that, huh?
You just watch me.
Okay, okay, I promise. I won't say nothing more about it.
Good.
You can't stop me from thinking.
Hello, Harrigan. This is Blake. Come in.
Yes, Ed, go ahead.
We've got company to send us.
Uh-oh, I knew it.
Where is it, Ed?
Port about a half mile. See his riding lights?
I see it, Hop. Flying a parallel course.
Oh, yes.
Of course, Dudley's probably flying her. I bet he's giving Finley an airful.
Not yet he isn't. He can't reach 5 peaks on a small set.
He'll tip him off somehow.
Not if we stop him.
Hello, Ed. Come in.
Go ahead.
We've got to nab Dudley before he can get away and warn Finley.
Yes, I know, but how?
The old box formation. I'll hit him on top. You and Shorty take care of him on the sides and have the PT-19 cover the bottom.
Good idea. When do we hit him?
Right now. Swing over with me and call Shorty.
Roger. Out.
Here we go, Tank. It'll work, Hop.
Gotta work. Keep your eyes on Dudley.
Still holding court. Lucky for us, it's dark. He may not notice us until we're right on top of him. Ed Blake's cutting over now, too. There goes Shorty Candler, bringing in his PT.
Dudley still holding course?
Yeah. We're almost on top of him.
You mean almost? We are.
But Jennings, you're practically sitting on his wing.
Right where I want to be.
Where are Shorty and Ed? Swinging in alongside. PTs are plowing in underneath.
Well.
Beechcraft from Stinson. Beechcraft from Stinson. Come in. Come in.
Hey, he's white, Hawk.
You have to wake up sometime. It's too late now. Hello, Dudley. This is Harrigan. Go ahead.
That's a big idea. Sheer off. You'll crash into me.
Worried, Dudley? I thought you were such a good pilot. Let's see you crawl out of this.
I'm warning you, Harrigan. The CAA will get a full report on this. You won't ever fly again. Now sheer off.
Nothing doing. And don't bother threatening me with the CAA again. You don't dare report me, not with the evidence I have on you. You'll just play nice now and ride along with us.
Hop, watch. He's piling on steam.
And so will we.
Yeah, but he's got that baby supercharged.
Not enough to outdistance us.
How are we doing? Still on top of him.
How about Ed and Shorty?
Maybe I'm keeping up, but Ed's dropping a little.
Not enough to matter. We've got him right where we want him.
Hello, Harry. This is Dudley. Come in.
Uh-oh, what now?
Go ahead, Dudley.
You win. What's the pitch?
No pitch, my friend. We just like your company. Now you throttle back and behave. You're going to Waynesburg with us.
Riding close herd on the Stinson with the help of the Navion and the Fairchild, Hop leads the squadron to the Waynesburg field, where they land an hour later. Dudley is rushed out of his plane and locked in an office, as Shorty, Frank, and Ed gather around Hop's Beechcraft with the pilots of the other planes and wait for instructions.
Well, now, what is it?
Okay, Harrigan, everybody's here.
Right, thanks, Ed. Now, listen, fellas. You all know what the score is. I don't have to tell you anything about the organization. You know what it is and how dangerous it is. Some of us might get hurt.
So what? Yeah, well, we know what we're up against, Harrigan. We're still playing ball. Come on now, what do you want us to do?
Yeah.
Okay, it's now 3:30. We should reach 5 peaks a half hour before dawn. It'll be tough flying through the mountains in the dark, but I'm sure we can do it. When we're about a mile from the organization field, we'll all throttle our engines and start gliding. Glide all the way to the field. There may be opposition, and then again, maybe not. Depends on whether we surprise them.
We'll take care of those punks. Won't we, fellas?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
well, but remember this. Our target is the office, the main headquarters of the gang. No matter what happens, we must take the office and hold it for at least 15 minutes. If we can do that, we're in. The organization will be broken wide open.
Simple enough. How about it, guys? Okay with me.
Okay, then. Man your planes and good luck.
Okay, good luck to you, Harry.
You ready, Frank?
Yeah, but
what's bothering you now?
Well, how come taking over the office for 15 minutes is enough to bust up the organization?
I don't get it.
Listen, the other fellas trusted me, won't you?
Oh, sure, Hawk, sure, but I still don't know why.
No more questions, Tank. Pile in. Time's a-wasting.
Cutting off further protest, Hawk starts the engine of the Beechcraft. The squadron is ready for action now, but what is Hawk's plan? How can he break up the organization? You'll know more in just a moment, gang, so stand by. in the program, I promised to tell you about the glider program of the Civil Air Patrol cadets. To get the activity started, the CAP got in touch with the superintendents of education of every state, asking whether they, the CAP that is, could work directly with local school authorities. Most of the state superintendents sent back a quick okay. The CAP wants students in each school to construct a glider. Wings in each of the local communities will cooperate with the schools in completing the project. The CAP itself is building some of the gliders in its own workshops. Here, cadets who do not have a chance to attend school shops can meet with a glider construction class and receive instruction. When the glider is finished, well, the biggest thrill of all comes. The cadet then takes the glider out to fly it. If you've never seen one of these light ships floating through the air, well, then you're missing something really worthwhile. During this year, the Civil Air Patrol is sponsoring a program of building and flying model airplanes. They're working with the Air Scouts, the National Aeronautics Association, in fact, any agency interested in advancing aviation. Along this line, the only interest of the CAP is to get as many American boys and girls as possible actively engaged in aviation work. The entire cadet program is built and run on that basis. I've told you many times that this country must have young pilots and technicians of all types for the future. Most of you, I know, are interested in aviation because you like to follow the air adventures of Hop Harrigan. Well, if you want to do actual work and receive practical training and experience, look into the Civil Air Patrol Cadet Program. If you want a career in aviation, join up and get a head start. Always remember, gang, America needs fires. And now back to our story. It is 5 a.m, and droning steadily through the moonlit sky, a squadron of 15 planes, Piper Cubs, Fairchild PT-19s, Aroncas, a Navion, a twin-engine Cessna, and Hop's Beechcraft, approached the towering Five Peaks mountain range. In the lead plane, Hop transmits his order.
Now listen, all of you. This is the dangerous part of the flight, the approach. I'll lead you over the mountains high and as fast as possible. If any of you get engine trouble, drop out fast and scoot back for home. We can't waste any time.
Sorry to bust in, but take a look off the starboard. Hi.
What? Can't check it.
Yeah, I am.
Well?
I knew it. I knew it. Trouble and plenty of it.
What are you talking about?
The P-38 was up on patrol and fired it. It's going to attack.
Even as Tank shouts a warning, Hop catches the glimpse of the powerful interceptor, silhouetted bat-like against the waning moon, roaring in for the kill. The tiny squadron is helpless against its tremendous firepower, and it appears that Hop has led his followers into a deadly trap. Can he possibly escape? Gang, don't miss the action-packed climax of this rip-roaring adventure. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. And it's brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.